Hi folks, this is Tony for aminutetomidnight.com. Hope this video with some important information in will be helpful to you.
What underpins a world order is always the financial system. I was very privileged. My father was an advisor to Nixon when they came off the gold standard in 71, and so I was brought up with a kind of inside view of how very important the financial structure is to absolutely everything else. And what we're seeing in the world today, I think, is we are on the brink of a dramatic change where we are about to, and I'll say this boldly, we're about to abandon the traditional system of money and accounting and introduce a new one. And the new one, the new accounting, is what we call blockchain. It means digital. It means having a almost perfect record of every single transaction that happens in the economy, which will give us far greater clarity over what's going on. It also raises huge dangers in terms of the balance of power between states and citizens. In my opinion, we're going to need a digital constitution of human rights if we're going to have digital money. But also, this new money will be sovereign in nature. Most people think that digital money is crypto and private, but what I see are superpowers introducing digital currency. The Chinese were the first. The US is on the brink, I think, of moving in the same direction. The Europeans have committed to that as well. And the question is, will that new system of digital money and digital accounting accommodate the competing needs of the citizens of all these locations so that every human being has a chance to have a better life? Because that's the only measure of whether a world order really serves.
In an article at leohyman.com, he says this bombshell video, economist at World Government Summit says new financial world order about to shift in dramatic new direction. The World Government Summit is underway this week, which was last week, in Abu Dhabi, and we've already got a bombshell to report. Dr. Pippa Malmgren, a top American economist who served as a special advisor to former President George W. Bush, made a statement that confirms everything myself and others have been reporting for quite some time, that a cashless society is looming just around the corner. And you've seen the video of her. Who is Pippa Malmgren? She's a globalist and an elitist. Her father, Harold Malmgren, was a senior advisor to President John F. Kennedy, Richard Nixon, Lyndon Johnson, and Gerald Ford. Pippa has also advised presidents and prime ministers around the world. One of her favorite topics over the last 2 years has been the upside of COVID. Like Klaus Schwab at the World Economic Forum, she sees COVID as an opportunity to transform the world. Further down in the article, Leo Hyman says the following. The new monetary system Malmgren is talking about with such enthusiasm will not only be digital, it will be centralized and it will be programmable, which means the central banks will have complete control over your money and will be able to program it so that it can only be spent on certain things or in certain places. What's the bottom line? Once we get digital programmable money, where and how you'll be allowed to spend your money will depend on your social credit score. This money will be linked to everyone's personal digital identity. The digital ID marks the other pillar of the new digital economy that they haven't really told you about yet, but if you read their documents at the World Economic Forum, you know it's coming. As I've stated before, the entire Great Reset hinges on two things: the establishment of a global digital currency and a global digital identity for every man, woman, and child. Now, I've said many times that I believe Vladimir Putin is also, well, he's not anti-New World Order or any such thing. He is fulfilling his own role in this theatre that is taking us to world war, towards world government. Here is an article that appeared on Russia Today, RT, on the 30th of January 2022, peace with US only possible after New World Order, Putin ally. Speaking as part of an interview with Ukraine RU earlier this week, Alexei Pushkov, a close ally of President Vladimir Putin, who previously served as chairman of State Duma Foreign Affairs Committee, cast his view on the current power dynamic on the world stage. "The US is a hegemon that is gradually losing its position in the world," he claimed. "They suffered a very serious defeat in the Middle East. They lost Syria. They lost the battle for Afghanistan. They were forced to withdraw almost all their troops from Iraq at the end of 2021. The US no longer treats us as a secondary power," he explained. "They treat us as a paramount power, which is why they cite Russia, not China, as one of the main problems facing the Biden administration in 2022. Pushkov warned that it will be a year of crisis between Washington and Moscow. "As I understand it, they now want to solve the Russia problem, that is, to subjugate practically all of Europe, pushing Russia to its very outskirts," he said. "This is exactly what they need Ukraine for. The next phase will be a political, even military confrontation with China." Pushkov added that American political and financial empire believe that they are the only ones who can run the world and do not intend to let anyone else take the helm. "So until a new world order is established in which the US is weaker and its role is diminished, we will be in more or less acute political conflict with them." Very interesting, and this was before the war in the Ukraine. I've shown before how Klaus Schwab has introduced Putin as having been a young global leader at the World Economic Forum, and Vladimir Putin has actually had close ties since the 1990s with the World Economic Forum. And also Zelensky from the Ukraine, he has had ties with the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab as well. So really, I think there's a lot of theatre, but the end goal is world government, regional governments merging into a world government eventually, and each of these players is having a role in it. And the United States cannot remain as it was, the sole sort of power, superpower, running things. So the Biden administration is weakening America day by day, and it's all part of the plan to bring everyone closer to the world government scenario. For some reason, some folks seem to think that Elon Musk is a good guy, your friend, fighting against the bad system and so on, and nothing could be further from the truth. I just want to expose a little bit briefly on Elon Musk, starting with an article on Bloomberg from March 18th, 2008. You will know that I've been covering how many, almost all, in fact, of people in any position of great authority and power or influence in the world has gone through Klaus Schwab's School of Young Global Leaders. Well, this article shows you that Elon Musk also went through Klaus Schwab's School of Young Global Leaders. I'll read a bit of the article. The article is titled, "Young Global Leaders, Anderson Cooper and Leonardo DiCaprio are in the most exclusive private social network in the world." The World Economic Forum out of Davos just announced its new 2008 list of young global leaders in a growing universe of private social networks. The Young Global Leaders Network has got to be one of, if not the most exclusive around. Now you can go through down, you will see the name of Gavin Newsom, who is currently the governor of California. And there's a whole bunch more. I won't go through them all, but if you go down, and of course Leonardo DiCaprio, who's mentioned, but if you go down the article, you'll see Elon Musk, the chairman of Tesla Motors, the much-publicized electric sports car company, is a new young global leader. So there you have it. Now I want to take you back to an article from 2017, at the New American, written by Alex Newman. "At World Government Summit, Top Globalists Drop the Mask." Now I'll just go down. One speaker, tax-funded billionaire Elon Musk, even claimed humans must merge with machines and governments must give everyone an income. Down further in the article again, Outside of government and tax-funded globalist international organisations, a number of allegedly private sector representatives also attended the World Government Summit. They pushed the same globalist agenda, but with some additional and potentially terrifying new twists. Billionaire businessman Elon Musk, for example, a self-styled entrepreneur who has been criticised for relying so heavily on government subsidies to fund his various schemes, pushed forward a number of important establishment talking points. Among other elements, he advocated the transformation of human beings into cyborgs, as well as a globalist scheme to have governments radically increase people's dependence on government by providing a universal basic income to everyone on the planet. According to Musk, big changes are coming in the economy, and so many people will be unemployed in the future. As such, governments must rescue them by providing for everyone a universal basic income. Now, many of you probably know about Elon Musk's Neuralink and the brain implant chips. Well, here's just a little bit of information. Elon Musk's Neuralink plans to implant chips in human brains to treat neural disorders. Musk's Neuralink began recruiting for a clinical trial director, bringing it one step closer to developing technology that could connect the human mind directly to devices. In a tweet from 2019, Elon Musk said this: "Long term, it's about coupling the collective will of humanity to artificial intelligence. Short term, it's about improving the lives of those with brain or spine problems." So there you go. That's really where this is going, and it's part of Klaus Schwab's transhumanist fourth industrial revolution dream. Really, Elon Musk is a puppet playing for that same team, the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, and the Luciferian elite. Folks, the world is changing rapidly and not for the better. And people in all walks of life are going through trials, various trials and tribulations, all sorts of ones. And many are struggling, going through things that they can't see their way through. And for those of us going through tough times, it can be very hard when you can't see the outcome, you can't see where it's going, and we can wonder how on earth we're going to get through the trials that we're going through. But we must keep trusting in God. I want to read from James chapter 1, where it says in verse 2, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways." In John 16:33, Jesus said this: "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." And folks, when we are going through really tough trials and, you know, things can seem hopeless, we must remember to take heart that Jesus has overcome the world, and our reward is eternal if we get through these tough times. It's not a temporal reward, but an eternal one. So I just hope that encourages some people to just hold on in the midst of any trial that you're going through. That's all I'm going to cover in this video. Please make sure you are subscribed to us at aminutetomidnight.com. And also, A Minute to Midnight is and has always been run 100% by donations. We've never sold any products, never used Google clicks or advertising or anything like that. It's all been run by donations. A big thank you to the people who have been helping through donating, those that have been helping long-term consistently, and those that have given just one-off gifts, either big or small. They're all so much appreciated. I want to say a big thank you to all those folks that have donated and do donate to A Minute to Midnight. And if you want to help out and you're hearing, you can donate at aminutetomidnight.com. And the music used in the shows I've written, played, and recorded. God bless, folks. That's all for this video.